Well, hello. I think one of the most wonderful things that happened in my life was when the Word of God became alive and personal to me, and each story became personal to me. And I want to start out with Matthew 14, 22 through 34. And it's when Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus came to the disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. Afterward, he dismissed them and went to the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was alone there, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "For if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt? And why did you doubt?" And they climbed into the boat, and the wind died down. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And what I want to share with you today is it's the title of my sermon today is pulling each other out of the water. And I had something happen to me a few years ago, several years ago, and this verse became alive to me because of someone who pulled me out of the water. And Jesus pulled Peter out of the water. And oftentimes, I believe we are called to pull each other out of the water when we are afraid. And I was up at the University of Utah Hospital in the psychiatric ward, and someone pulled me out of the water. I was in a therapeutic setting, and I came completely unraveled and ran into the other room. And someone by the name of Kevin followed me into the other room, and I was sinking. And he reasoned with me, and he communicated with me, and he pulled me out of the water. And over the years, he has oftentimes pulled me out of the water, and he's taught me how to communicate, and he's taught me to have a tough skin and have boundary lines and all kinds of things. And I wonder how many times we are sinking, and how many times we know people are sinking. We know the homeless are sinking. We know people who are drug addicts are sinking, and we're not called to be therapists, but we know people who are sinking, and we know people who are afraid. We know people within the church who are sinking, and how many times we can say to people, "Take courage and don't be afraid," and pull them up out of the water. Or how many times we are afraid, and how many times we need people to pull us up out of the water. And like I said, we're not therapists, but Jesus does call us to love one another. This is my commandment, that you love each other and to love our neighbor as ourself. And then there's also a time in our life I want to share with you in Kings 19 through 12. There is also a time when God calls us to come out of and be out on our own. We're not, let me find it. There's also a time, not always, there's also a time for healing, a time when we get strong on our own. And it's we're not to have, how do you say, the life sucked out of us by another person. We got to have good boundaries. There's a time to pull that person out of the water. There's also a time that that person needs to stand on their own two feet. And as I got healed more and more and more, the Lord really put it on my heart that, Roxanne, you're doing a lot better now. And Roxanne, you need to stand on your own two feet now. And he gave me 1 Kings 19. And you remember Elijah went and hid in the cave because the Israelites were killing all the prophets. And he went and hid in the cave because he was afraid. And the Lord came to him, and the Lord told him, he said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came the fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he poured the cloak over his face and went and stood in the mouth of the cave. And the voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. Sometimes the Lord comes to you in a very still, quiet voice and says, it's time to step out of the cave. Sometimes after you've helped that person and pulled them out of the water, it's time for that person to stand on their own two feet. It's time for that person to stand up and say, I can do this. I can stand courageously now. And that's what he says in Joshua. He says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. So there's a time to pull someone out of the water. There's a time for a person to come out of the cave. And there's a time for a person to stand and to be, not to be discouraged, and a time for the person to be strong and courageous, and for them to face the world, and to go out into the world and to find out that it's not such a scary place over after all. And then the other verse that he put on my heart was Jeremiah. This is my favorite verse and has been my favorite verse for years. And I clung to it for the past years, ever since I went up to the University of Utah when everything fell apart on me. And a lot of you probably know it. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. How many of you know people who have lost their hope and lost their plans? Maybe they're sick. Maybe a sudden illness came over them. That's what happened to me. I was diagnosed with MS and diagnosed for MS for 14 years and got very, very sick and then found out I didn't have MS. And the doctors were giving me all the medications that were making me deathly ill. And then I got off the medication, but I had seizures and my IQ went down, way down. And all kinds of things happened to me. And I lost my corporation. I lost my home. I lost everything. I'm sure a lot of you kind of identify with things like that, like illness, and where you are losing everything. And you need to be pulled out of the water. And you need to be told that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And maybe right now you don't know what that purpose and you don't know what that plan is. But I promise you God will reveal to you what that purpose and that plan is. I once was told by a friend of mine, if I can't do anything, I will sit in the back of the church and pray. And that's exactly what I did, was sit back and prayed. And that's exactly what we need to do, and remember that God has a purpose and a plan for our life. We don't always know what it is, but I promise you that God will never forsake you, and He will never, ever leave you. And this is my verse, and has been my verse for years. It's on a great big plaque in my bedroom, and has been for the last 15 years. And I take that plaque with me everywhere I move, and it is there for my children to see. And whenever they lose hope, or they get discouraged, or anybody does, I remember that plaque. And then the last and final verse that God recently gave me, that has become very, very special to me. It's in 2 Samuel. And let me see what book it's in. It's in book 22, and it's 33 on down. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the deer, like the feet of a deer, enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battles, and my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory. You stoop down to make me great, and you broaden my path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. And I think what the Lord wants me to know in this, and wants you to know, is, you know, deer are very stable out there on those rocks. There's a book, I think it's called Hinds Feet on Hinds Quarters. I don't know if any of you ever read it, but it's a wonderful book. And it's a book of strength. And deer are very stable out there on those rocks, and they just run across the valley, and they don't hardly ever stumble. And God makes you strong, and He makes your way perfect, and He trained your hands for battle. So what comes against you, whether you end up at the University of Utah in uni, which you don't expect to do, and this counselor comes up to you when you're crying and you're coming unraveled and reasons with you and talks with you, and he does it for the next how many years? And tells you it will be all right, and tells you to get a tough skin. And sometimes it's tough with you when you needs to be tough with you. Or whether you are a fellow Christian pulling someone out of the water, or whether you are that person that needs to be pulled out of the water, He will make your feet like that of a deer. He will enable you to stand at the heights. He has a purpose and a plan for you. He will make you courageous and strong. He will not forsake you, and He will not leave you. But He is calling us to be there for each other. He is calling us to pull each other out of the water. He is calling you, if you need to be pulled out of the water, to go to your brother and your sister and to say, I need to be pulled out of the water. I am sinking. I need your help. And I assure you that that brother and sister will do it. I don't know anybody that would turn their back on their brother or their sister. For we are called to love one another. And I say this all in the name of Jesus Christ, my precious Lord and Savior.